I wasn't a very rebellious kid, more of a good, read convenient, and quiet girl early on. But, like most of us, once I hit my teens, I became really curious about the world that lies behind the word, no, and all the adults' restrictions. Curious, also stubborn in my willingness to break every rule and absolutely certain that I knew better. Again, don't we all go through that beautiful time? I think I tried my first cigarette when I was 13. Like any first ever smoked cigarette, it was disgusting, but I pretended I liked it and worked hard to make smoking a habit. The first drink outside my home came around the same time. Once the teenage spirit spoiled our blood, my friends and I couldn't resist the drive to prove that we were independent and grown up, which, in our eyes then, could have been done with the help of skunky beer or chemical tasting spirits purchased in the kiosk around the corner and consumed right at the playground, where we, the teen renegades, skipped classes. I really loved my parents, and even though teenage me gave them hard times, I never swore around them. But my swearing vocabulary back then was pretty impressive, and I proudly used it when they wouldn't hear. So did most of my girlfriends, and the guys were just as bad. I know it all may sound bizarre, but that's how it was in the early 2000s in St. Petersburg. Kids hardly ever were questioned when buying tobacco or alcohol, as they often did that for parents. We weren't questioned by anyone but parents, if they caught us, when consuming it either. And unless the grades fell low, there wasn't much control over school attendance. I never had problems with keeping up with the curriculum. So, opportunities to screw up life were endless. There are many more stories I could have shared from those years, but I think you get the picture. That fight against everything and everyone lasted for a couple of years, and who knows where it would have taken me if not for a couple of great turns my life took, or choices my parents and I made, if you wish. First, was a school switch. While both old and new schools were public and to a point special, the old one was art and language oriented, and the new one was really language focused with many other benefits. The new school was for stronger students, had a loaded program and also offered some cool extracurriculars. And even with all that, we found ways and time to maintain old habits and break rules. The second life-changing moment was the youth center I joined. In my case, it started with a summer camp, which granted me many great friendships and my first love. That first experience then led to the youth center becoming my second home for several years. It gave me opportunities for community engagement, leadership skills development, travels, adventures, and even first gigs. It was a safe and fun place, where I was surrounded by many interesting people, and together we had so much to explore that we almost forgot about our rebellions. Even when organized activities were over, we stuck together. Sometimes together with our leaders, other times on our own, we'd gather in the nearest park. I'll be honest, some still would get a beer or a smoke, but that wasn't the focus anymore. The conversations we had there, the plans we came up with and then brought to fruition leading camps for younger kids or doing other projects, and the philosophic topics we uncovered were all really fulfilling. So, when local community members got together and announced the establishment of the Estevan Public Youth Center a few years ago, the story of my teenagers flashed before my eyes. I know things are different here, but no matter where in the world, teens are not easy. It's not an easy time for the parents, and it's not an easy time for the teens themselves. It's the time when, in my opinion, any family can use any support they can get. Sports help a lot, but first, not all kids do sports, and second, the temptation to break rules and prove something may overcome any good intentions. The first steps for the EPYC were successful, and they've achieved a lot. But to make a real difference, a youth center needs to feel indeed like a second home and have the capacity to welcome youths on a regular basis. Sustainability for a full-time schedule is a difficult-to-achieve goal for a nonprofit. But they're working in that direction, and, hopefully, with backing from the community, we soon will see it coming true. For some, youth centers may seem like another entertainment option for teens. But to this day, when I get to go home and happen to be around my youth center's old building, I can't resist the smile and some reflections. I really don't know where I'd be without that support.